You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented a series of five plays. Judge Judy hears some pretty strange cases, and this one is no exception in Tell It to the Judge. The play was directed by Betty Hales. Pat Cook narrated. The play was introduced by Gene Newland. The performance took place on Wednesday, May 22, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Spring 2013 performance. This is the first of a five-part CPN Monday series. Our podcast is entitled The Encore Players, Tell It to the Judge. Here's Gene Newland.
Now, our first skit, has it one of those intricate little plots that I was talking about. There has been an assault involving a chicken in a supermarket, and our drama takes place in a courtroom. The judge is cranky, the bailiff is snippy, and the other two characters are annoyed. And there's a lot of trouble with mispronunciation of names. This finally sends the judge over the edge.
Through the magic of television, we can now enter courtrooms to observe our judicial system at work. And who among us has not shuddered at the thought of those poor people who must face the wrath of Judge Judy? Well, appearing before you now in our courtroom are the people who must face the somewhat less than charming Judge Rooney.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court is now in session. Judge Rooney presiding. All you people out there, kneel down now.
No, bailiff. A simple low bow will suffice.
What you told me to say, kneel down.
Never mind.
It's a case of assault, Your Honor.
That's the case that's before me? Where did this alleged assault take place?
In a supermarket.
I see. And who is the plaintiff?
I am.
Please state your name.
Petticoat Smith.
That's an unusual name.
I don't see anything unusual about it. I was named after my father.
His name was Petticoat?
No, Smith.
Oh, right.
Your Honor, the defendants in this case are Mr. and Mrs. Hatchaby, Frank and Mildred.
Then you, sir, are Frank Hatchaby?
No. I'm Mildred. Frank is my wife.
Oh, that's rather strange.
Well, yes, she is. But once you get to know her, you hardly notice.
Never mind. How do you plead to this charge of assault?
Not guilty, Judge Looney.
That's Rooney. Judge Rooney.
Oh, sorry.
Now, Miss Smith, how did this assault start?
I was shopping, Your Honor, minding my own business.
And what happened?
This man, Mildred, walked up and patted my asparagus.
Patted your asparagus?
Yes, and then he squeezed my yams.
And what did you do?
I poked his buns.
His what?
He was holding a package of hot dog buns, and I poked them with a carrot.
Now wait. Let me get this straight. Are you telling me this man was molesting your groceries?
Yes.
Wait a minute here. Just let me explain.
Be quiet, sir. Your turn is coming.
But.
No, quiet. Sit down. Now, Miss Smith, tell me what happened next.
He bumped my can.
Bumped your what?
My can of beans. I was holding them in my hand, and now it's all bent.
Your hand?
No, the can. He made me drop it.
And then what happened?
Well, I shoved him, and he grabbed me to keep from falling, and then she got involved.
Who?
Frank. His wife, Frank. She was coming by with her grocery cart, and she saw him clutching me.
What did she do?
She bashed him in the head with a chicken. And then she came after me, and I ran into the produce department, and she followed me.
And then what happened?
She threw the chicken at me.
Where were you hit?
Between the turnips and the rutabagas.
I'm sorry I asked. And now, Mr. Hutcherby.
That's Hutcherby. Judge Looney.
That's Rooney. Judge Rooney.
My name isn't Hutcherby. It's Hutcherby. Hutcherby.
Hey, I was going to say that.
You aren't fast enough.
Well, don't you try to be a comedian. There's room for only one clown in this courtroom, and that clown is me.
Oh, true.
What did you say, bailiff?
I said hachu.
Gesundheit. Now, back to you, Mr. Hutcherby.
That's Hutcherby.
Oh, may I remind you, sir, that this is my court, and I'll decide what your name is. Now, tell me your version of this supermarket scuffle.
I'm innocent, Your Honor, a victim of circumstances.
Just tell me this. Did you prod this lady's produce?
Well, yes, but it wasn't like she said.
Then how was it?
I thought that was my wife's grocery cart, and I couldn't figure out why she was buying vegetables. She knows I hate vegetables.
All right, and then what happened?
This crazy woman poked my buns and came at me with her cane, and then she shoved me.
But I thought she was charging you with assault.
No, my wife.
Your wife is charging you with assault?
No. The woman is charging my wife.
Could I say something?
No.
But I...
Madam, you will have your turn.
What a grouch.
What did you just say?
I said, ouch.
What's your problem?
I'm working with a pain in the neck.
Well, take two aspirin, but don't call me in the morning.
What a buffoon.
What was that?
I said it's about noon.
Bailiff, when I want the time of day, I'll ask for it. Now, Miss Smith.
Yes, Your Honor.
What did you do when you were assaulted with the chicken?
I hollered foul.
No. I didn't ask you what you said. I asked you what you did.
Oh, I tossed my cookies.
You threw up?
No. I tossed my box of cookies at her.
Oh, and then what happened?
She punctured my rump.
What?
She reached into my cart and stuck a pencil in my roast beef rump.
I see. And then what?
She rear-ended me.
Rear-ended you?
Yes, she pushed her cart into my cart, and there was a bent bottom.
I'm not going there.
my wife acted in self-defense, your courtship.
Don't call me that. Call me your honor.
Okay, Judge Looney.
That's Rooney. Judge Rooney.
Like I said, my wife was only defending herself.
I want you to stop interrupting, Mr. Hatcherby.
That's Hatcherby. Hat-chew.
Guys, don't tie.
Stop that.
What a girl.
What did you say?
I said, what a dump. This courtroom needs to be painted.
Well, yes, you're right. It does look pretty shabby. What color do you think would be nice?
Excuse me, but do you think we could get on with this hearing?
Stop interrupting, madam. You're as bad as Mr. Hatcherby.
That's Hatcherby.
That's enough out of you, too. I want this stopping talked.
What?
I mean, I want this talking stopped.
You are the one who keeps talking.
Well, it's my court.
What an ego.
What did you say, bailiff?
Oh, I said, why don't we go?
Well, I could if you people would stop all this talking. You're driving me crazy.
That's a very short trip.
What did you say?
I said, get a grip.
That's enough out of you too, bailiff.
This is a courtroom? This is a judge? This is ridiculous.
It certainly is.
This is a farce.
I agree.
All this aggravation isn't worth it. I'm dropping the charges.
You can't do that.
She just did, Judge Rooney.
Looney! That Looney! Judge Looney! Oh.
Well, I think this court is adjourned.
From the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.